Can you describe an approach labs should take to reduce water and energy consumption?
I think the best approach to take is probably the simplest, which is to, as you're going through your daily routine in the lab, is to just stop and consider what it is that you're doing. So if you're using a piece of equipment, is it being left on all the time? Does it need to be left on all the time if it is? Is there a way for you to turn it off? If you're using DI water, for example, do you need to be using DI water for that particular process? If you're about to autoclave something, are you just autoclaving one thing? Is it just one box of pipette tips or maybe one flask, or is the entire autoclave full? And I think if you just go through your daily activities, just being mindful and thinking about the energy that you might be using and the water that you're using, you'll find opportunities for reduction that you probably never even thought about. I think one thing that surprises scientists a lot is the knowing that laboratories can consume 5 times more energy than a typical office space. And I think that really blows people away. And the same thing with water, that laboratories tend to be one of the most water-consumptive buildings on a college campus, for example. Armed with that information, knowing that the lab space can use far more resources than other spaces at pretty much any other market segment, just kind of with that in your mind, approach what you're doing and think about, is there an opportunity here for reduction? I mean, the obvious things around are, you know, turning things off when you're not using them, not using things that aren't needed, making sure if it's water that you're only washing things if there are full loads or sterilizing things that are full loads. But there might be opportunities that are very specific to your work that only you would be able to see. So I would really encourage people to do that. Look at your own work and think about it in terms of energy and water. Think about it with a different perspective, through a different lens, which you probably have never thought about before, because I certainly know I never did. I never thought about the energy or water that I was using in the lab. So, yeah, spend a day doing that and see what you come up with. I think you'll be very surprised.